Demonstrations outside the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're out protesting a decision it appears the justices are ready to make to undo the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. A draft opinion was leaked to Politico suggesting the court will rule in favor of a Mississippi law allowing states to restrict abortion.
In effect, it says there's no constitutional right to abortion. However, decisions are not final until announced by the court. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a joint statement saying if the report is accurate, quote, every Republican senator who supported Senator Mitch McConnell and voted for Trump justices, pretending this day would never come, will now have to explain themselves to the American people.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Some Democrats want Congress to pass a law to make abortion legal nationwide. Many Republicans are upset by the rare leak in the court, Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox.
I have to tell you, it sounds real to me, and I think this is plainly an attempt by the left to try and change the outcome in this case and corrupt the process, and the court must not allow that to happen.
It's primary day in Indiana and in Ohio, where it's a close Republican Senate race.
Trump's endorsement convinced me that J.D. Vance is the guy for the job. I am whoever Trump supports in any position.
But that man's friend is supporting the Senator Ted Cruz-backed candidate.
Josh Mandel, Marine, family man, honest, I like the guy.
There are several other candidates as well. The winner expected to face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Aid workers in Ukraine have hot meals ready for civilians who escaped that steel plant in the bombed-out city of Mariupol and toys for the kids. Those who've left say
there is no money. It's very scary there. There is nothing left in Mariupol. No work. Nothing.
Some of those who left Mariupol were taken to Russian-controlled territory. Russia says it's taken a million people out of Ukraine since the invasion started to Russia. Ukraine's president says many were taken away against their will. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House is defending a new attempt to combat disinformation, which Republicans are critical of as a threat to free speech, saying the person in charge, Nina Jankowicz, in the past herself spread misinformation. They claim she backed the now discredited dossier that led to the Trump-Russia probe and discounted the Hunter Biden laptop story amid an ongoing federal investigation into the president's son.
The Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board will operate in a nonpartisan and apolitical way, Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters.
It's continuing work that was done by CISA back to 2020. So what this would do is continue that work, and it would help coordinate internal activities from the department related to disinformation that poses a threat to the homeland.
Psaki says disinformation could come from drug cartels targeting migrants or domestic extremist groups.
The mandate is not to adjudicate what is true or false online or otherwise.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the board will not infringe on free speech or civil liberties. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's an arrest warrant out for a corrections officer in Alabama who went missing with a murder suspect, Casey White, on Friday.
The assistant director of corrections in Florence is a woman named Vicky White. Same last name as the inmate, but no relation. The day before Officer Vicky White was set to retire, she tells the jail guard she's taking Casey White to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation. The rule is he cannot go anywhere without at least two deputies. She took him alone, and they never made it to the courthouse. Instead, surveillance video shows them drive to a local shopping center where they ditch the patrol car and disappear. And the sheriff believes Officer Vicky White left left with the inmate willingly.
Fox's Trace Gallagher on Wall Street. Stock futures up before today's trading. In the NBA playoffs, Miami and Phoenix won second-round series openers. In hockey, Carolina, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Toronto won first-round opening playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.